you ever stop to consider that when you sit down to enjoy that ribeye or Delmonico, a hunk of pot roast, or for that matter, a drumstick, pulley bone, or perhaps a pork chop, you're contributing to the hole in the ozone? Well, according to an assistant professor at a big Midwestern university, you are. You see, a non-meat diet requires the lowest amount of fossil fuel energy. You want me to break it down? All right. Red meat. Then comes fish, you know, like tuna and swordfish, that type of fish, because they require long ocean voyages. Right at the bottom is poultry. Doesn't take a lot of fossil fuel to raise chickens, you see. All right, now, just how many people would have to give up meat and fish to make a measurable difference? And what about all those cattle, hog, and poultry farmers who'd be jobless? They couldn't even afford to buy vegetables. Well, I'll do my part. I'll give up tuna and swordfish. And that's AgriView for today. Everett Griner, AgNet West.